You are definitely the.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, that's messed up. It's messed up.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Today, I have joining me my producer, my co-host, and sometimes one of my brain cells, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
One of your brain cells?
You know, sometimes I just have zero brain cells in my head. So when you show up, you provide me with a brain cell.
Oh, that means a lot to me.
So, you know, this week, I hurt myself. I hurt my back real bad.
I hurt myself today.
I went to lift a really heavy weight, and it destroyed my back. Yeah, I was out of commission for like 2 days, and I didn't know what we were going to talk about on Delulu because I can't do a whole episode just talking about my back and how it's annoying. So I thought I would whip out everybody's favorite Am I the A-hole Reddit posts, because they are my guilty pleasure. Do you have a guilty pleasure of Reddit at all, or not really?
Not yet. I downloaded the app, and I still have yet to dive into it, so.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, no worries. We can dive on into it today.
Sweet.
And I thought I would try to pick, like, a genre or, like, a subtopic amongst a couple of them, so that way they have something in common. Mm-hmm. And I tried to pick ones that were primarily focused on either, like, dating or being with someone. Or just like being coupled with someone, because we all love a little bit of dating drama. But I did try to look on the dating Reddit page, and I found those ones to be a little bit like mundane. That it was just like Reddit dating advice. And they all were just like, how come dating on social media is so difficult? And I was like, okay, I don't want to waste a whole Delulu episode on that. So I found these Am I the A-hole episodes that were a little bit more entertaining.
Sweet. Can't wait.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, yo.
All right, this first one is obviously from Am I the A-hole, and it was posted 5 hours ago. This is piping hot.
This is fresh. Okay.
Very fresh. It says, Am I the A-hole for looking up spoilers to movies and TV shows, even though it bothers my boyfriend? TLDR. I look up spoilers to media. This ruins my boyfriend's watching experience, but I don't tell him the spoilers. She writes, I love spoilers, or just knowing what's coming up on a show or a movie or a book. Even if it's something silly like a sitcom, I enjoy looking at the wiki for what's going to happen in the episodes. I never tell anybody what I've read or spoil anything for them and for my friends' family. Never even know that I look stuff up beforehand until conversations about spoilers / hating spoilers, etc. came up. So I guess her friends and family didn't know. My boyfriend hates that I do this because he says that it ruins the experience of watching things together for the first time because I'm not experiencing it at the same time as him. Since he told me that, I don't look up spoilers for the wiki things I know he's excited to watch. I've stopped doing it for mysteries because he likes to work it out together, and I put my phone away so he knows I'm not doing it. But looking up spoilers makes the experience better for me, and since I don't spoil it for him, I don't think I need to stop completely and still do it for random things / when I want to. But he keeps asking me before every show or movie if I've looked stuff up, even if it's just a random TV movie he doesn't care about. We've had an argument yesterday after he once again said this. I told him I don't want to stop doing it for every single thing that we ever happen to watch together, and that I don't understand why he cares so much since I don't tell him what happens or give it away with my facial expressions. He says I'm the asshole for this because I continue to do it knowing he hates it and I'm being inconsiderate. Most of my friends and family agree with him and say that I should stop doing it for all movies / shows because it's strange / unusual and I know it bothers him. Am I the asshole?
You are definitely the.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's messed up. It's messed up. I mean, you want to experience something together with somebody, and one person has like the upper hand because they know everything about it. It's like, it kind of defeats the purpose, especially for a couple.
Yeah.
I would say you're going blind in the movie, and it's just, there's something amazing, like experiencing it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if like, perfect example is like if we, like me, you, Chrissy, Adam, everybody else, we all go to the movies, right, to go see, let's say, Endgame, all right, perfect example. Marvel Avengers. Chrissy knew about Tony sacrificing himself and the hammer being picked up by Captain America.
Is that hypothetical, or she actually knew?
She knew. She looked it up. Like, no, let's just say she looked it up beforehand, and the rest of us did not know that. Right. So for all of us, it's like, oh my God, he's worthy. But she's like, yeah, I looked that up. Blah 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 blah. It's just kind of like messed up. You're not feeling it. You're not discovering at the same time. You know.
So wait, like, did she actually know, or was that hypothetical?
That's hypothetical. Oh, hypothetical.
Okay, okay, okay. I was like, wait, whoa.
No. Okay. But it's just like, it's kind of like digging up a secret tomb, mm-hmm. and then you bury it back up and like, hey, let's go find this thing. Let's go dig it up together. But you already went to it before. Or it's just spoilers. It's messed up.
So for those of you that are listening or watching, I've actually started watching Lost because everybody rants and raves about how amazing it is. And I want to experience it myself. But I started watching it with a group of people that a couple of them have already seen it, and then a couple of us haven't. And I will say it makes the experience more frustrating because I want to ask, like, I'll ask a bunch of hypotheticals being like, what if this happened because this event happened? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of annoying because I can guess based on the other people's, like, facially responding to it, if I still think my theory is true or if I still think it's going to unfold in the show. So I get why the boyfriend's a little annoyed because, like, you can ask a question and then based on your knowledge of the person that you're talking to, you can grasp like, oh, they didn't react to it, so I bet I was wrong kind of theories.
Yeah.
But I mean, if she stopped doing it for things that they're not even watching together, or wait, no, hang on. If she stopped doing it for things that they're watching together, then I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But if she wants to spoil it on her own for other TV shows, books, media that she's watching, go for it.
Yeah, she can watch it on her own, but
don't drag her boyfriend into it. Makes her an asshole, though. You know what I mean? Like, does that really make somebody an asshole looking up spoilers and not spoiling it for others? Because if she was spoiling it for him, then of course, you're the asshole.
Yeah.
But, like, she's just kind of ruining it for herself.
My question is, why is she so afraid of going to it blind? Why she has to look it up? Mm. It's kind of like, what kind of traps are in here? It's like knowing the escape room without even trying it at first, without knowing anything, because that's the best part, going into an escape room and like not knowing a damn thing.
Yeah.
But if you already did your homework and cheated about it, I don't know. I think that's an a-hole. I hate that.
I do get why he says, like, he wants her to not to, because it does ruin the experience. Like you said, in the visual of like, if Chrissy knew those things had happened, or if whoever knew that those things happened in the film, everybody else is reacting, geeking out, like enjoying the experience. And then they're just like, yeah, I knew. It ruins the vibe.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying.
And you know, the funny thing is I never seen Lost.
Oh, really?
Everyone talked about it when it was a thing. So I'm like, I don't want to watch it because everyone's been talking about
it.
You know, so maybe a couple more years after, I really forgot a lot what people were talking about. So I could watch it now.
I mean, it's not popular now.
No, but
at all.
I do that with a lot of movies and shows now. When it's too popular and people talk about it, and I'm like, well, damn it. You're talking, they put so much enthusiasm to it. So they're so hyped and so just going crazy about it. And like the way they're pitching it or selling it, it's just like, I can visualize it. So I'm like, I don't need to see this anymore. I just listen to you.
I do feel like, though, with Lost, there's so many characters that even if you knew something was going to happen or was coming up, I don't think as somebody that's not watching the show, you would really understand because there's literally so many names. Like, there's even a character on the show who doesn't even go by his proper, like, birth name. So I think you would be clear if you wanted to, but it's a lot of time. Each episode's 45 minutes, and each season I think has 25 episodes. Oof. So it's long.
Wow.
But it is like the best acting lesson if you're ever looking for something to kind of like brush up on your skills.
I like that. I've been told the ending, so that's why I don't watch it.
Oh, no. Yeah. So you remember the ending.
Yeah, I remember the ending. So I'm just like,
don't spoil it for me. No, I'm making a notebook of like all the things I think could happen. So if I do happen to write down one thing that's right, I'm going to like high five.
See, that's fun. Yeah. That's fun.
Right. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Back to the post. But, I see a lot of people saying that they're not the asshole, and a lot of people say that they do this too.
Wow.
Like one person here wrote, not the asshole. I do this quite often too. Wife has zero issues with it. You're not disclosing anything to anyone, and I don't get why this bothers him so much. You're obviously still enjoying watching the shows. No pleasing some people, I guess. Interesting.
Hmm.
And then someone commented to that saying, I get why it bothers him. It's different to discover something together versus discovering something that's new to you than the other person already knows about it. You're experiencing all these emotions, surprise, joy, grief, frustration, etc. And the other person's having less or no reaction because they already knew what could happen and already know how it resolves. You're not sharing the experience the same way as if you both were on the same emotional journey.
Yeah.
Sounds like OP understands that, and that's why she stopped looking up spoilers for things. He's excited about the two of them watching together. That's very considerate of her, and it's ridiculous for him to be upset about her looking up spoilers for things he doesn't care about. I agree.
Okay.
I agree with what they're saying, that like it is a little ridiculous that he's mad about things that he's not even watching with her. That to me is dumb.
Okay. I didn't catch that part. Then yeah, that's stupid. But if you're watching it together, then I can see why he's mad.
Okay, yeah. I get that. Yeah, a lot of people are saying not the a-hole. I'm kind of surprised because I thought like more people would say, you're the a-hole. Oh, people are saying like it's an anxiety thing. Like, I suffer from anxiety, so I tend to look up plot lines, though not always spoilers. It is just so I know if I can handle something or not.
Hmm.
Okay,
that makes sense.
I kind of get that because there's a lot of popular media these days that people are saying needs trigger warnings, and they don't have trigger warnings in it. I want to know, when did trigger warnings start, first of all? Second of all, now that they're around, what kinds of things do you need to warn people about when it comes to triggers? I need to do some research on that.
I would think anything like serious, severe, like some of those murder mystery places and like shows or documentaries, or like photosensitive, like sensitive.
Strobe lights and whatnot.
Yeah, especially like disturbing content of like child molestation or abuse, bullies, anything that could trigger somebody else.
Like, when do you think that started, that people wanted warnings? Because like there were no trigger warnings when like Blair Witch Project came out, and that traumatized me as a kid.
No. That was a good thing about, I don't know. I'm on the fence about like having trigger warnings and then like not having trigger warnings. It's like, just go into it.
Just get into it.
And if you hate it, then you just walk out and you write a thing about it.
Like, people are telling me not to watch Baby Reindeer.
What is that? I've heard that.
Stalker one that's out right now.
Okay, I've been hearing that name a lot.
Yeah.
So, what is that on?
It's, I don't know what it's on, but it's like a true story of this guy who wrote his personal story of being stalked by like a fan or a person. And people were saying like, I should watch it to be educated. But then a lot of people were saying, don't watch it, 'cause it might be triggering. I know a lot of people have turned it off because it's so triggering, but like, I can't even think of the last time I was triggered by something on TV.
You want me to watch it? And I'll tell you.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah, you can watch this.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Cool.
Let me know. Give me
the We should just watch together. We should start a reaction.
I know. Everybody wants me to do reactionary content, but I've tried it before. That's why I launched, like, my Dare Bear Live YouTube channel, and, like, no one cared. Like literally, it did worse than, like, the Dulu Canoe.
Or did you do it by yourself?
Yeah, it was just me. It was me reacting to, like, themes of TikToks and, like, TikTok videos that people submitted to me, and, like, people just, like, didn't care about my reactions.
Mm.
So, yeah, maybe I need someone to, like, bounce it off of.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, I got another one that has been, it's been deleted, but okay, it's still, we can still read it, but it was removed 26 days ago on Am I the A-Hole? Am I the A-Hole for dating just a few weeks after my fiance's affair? I will keep this short as possible, but I, 26 male, have been with my ex, 26 female, for about 9 years, but we've known each other for much longer. My ex had an affair, which I wouldn't go into detail about, but we didn't have a shouting match. I just packed up essentials and messaged her saying that I know about the affair and I want nothing to do with you, but I wish you well, and then proceeded to block her everywhere. I've been renting a motel while I look for a new place, which is strange for me as this is actually the first time I've ever been looking for an apartment, as my ex paid for the last, and I won't deny, I miss the presence of my ex. Oh. I won't deny I miss the presence of my ex, the intimacy, the lovemaking, so I decided to put myself out there on a few dating apps. I met a really nice girl. I don't know why, but I felt immediate attraction towards her, and I guess she felt the same way towards me, and we clicked. I genuinely loved her. Ugh, I can't read today. I genuinely loved her, and I told a few of my close friends. However, one of my friends wasn't happy for me. She claimed that I never loved my ex and wasn't for not even hearing her out on her perspective, and that I should be mourning the relationship, not searching for another woman. I'm assuming she also told my ex, as she called my parents, who scolded me a few hours later for moving on so quickly. I didn't tell them about my new relationship, as they are aware of my ex's affair and was against my idea to leave her. I was kind of dumbfounded that my friend had so much resentment towards me, seeing as how we were so close towards university, but I just accepted that she made her choice and blocked her without even responding to her. But is she really right, though? Am I the... Did I move on too quickly? I think I have the right to choose the people I want to be in a relationship with. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, if my partner... did that. How long were they together?
It sounds like about 9 years.
Ooh, that's a lot.
About 9 years, and they had known each other for much longer.
Damn. Well, he should have just stayed and talked about it.
You think so?
Confront her about it and say, why? Tell me why. Can we work this out? If not, okay, then we'll go our separate ways. But also, if that happened and they talked and they went their separate ways... Mm-hmm. It's not his fault if he, like, reconnects with somebody right away. Maybe meant to happen, maybe meant to be, but, you know. Yeah, I would personally just go single for a while and just have fun.
Yeah, I agree to that. I also find it really interesting that they didn't leave the door open for their ex to talk to them about, like, what you had said, just communicating about why they had cheated or, like, what led to this, because not that he should like forgive them for that, but just to like deal with the conflict, because I feel like now you're going to go throughout life, like, even though he says like it's not really on his mind, but he's starting to miss his ex, which is the sole reason that he started dating again. If he would have just put that conflict to an end and like talk to her about it, then there's no like if or why or what did I do. And then I think he would have dealt better with being single and just like you said, took the time for himself instead of just jumping into like the next relationship. I also feel like your friend is super annoying for like telling your parents.
Yeah.
You're 26 years old. You don't need mommy and daddy like being like, you're moving on too fast. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Why is your friend telling your parents? That's super weird.
I think that's ridiculous. You know, we also need to know. I can't even talk. We also need to find out reason why she did it. And if he misses all the intimacies and whatnot, maybe he wasn't doing it right for her and she got it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because obviously she doesn't miss it from him.
Yeah.
So.
She's moving on.
But that's always tough. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, with exes, I like to just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like they don't exist, but not treat them like shit in public.
Right.
I'd be like, hi, how you doing? Name is Cosmo. Even though we dated for like whatever long, blah, blah. I was like, our past did not exist. That's how I am.
I mean, I've been cheated on by an ex before and had to see them multiple times because I worked in the theme park industry, and that's it's fun to date in that circle. Not sarcasm. And I didn't pretend I didn't know them. Like, I just would have to see them at work.
Right.
But I was so cordial with them, so I would just kind of be like, Or, like, I just wouldn't say anything to them as we passed by. But, like, when they did cheat on me, I confronted them and, like, asked them why. Because it's always good to hear out the other perspective. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you have to believe them. Doesn't mean you have to forgive them. But I think for your own peace of mind, it's good to know, even if it's like they blame you for it, you can kind of put that side to rest. I think the whole like sending them a message being like, I know what you did, and then blocking them is a little immature in my opinion.
Yeah.
But also like, I mean, I told my parents about that person cheating on me only because like it was relevant and I was pretty devastated by it. Mm. But like my parents didn't berate me for like going on a date 2 weeks later. You know, I had that closure with that person, went on a date with somebody else. Sure enough, ex came crawling back, wanted to date me again because of jealousy. Mm-hmm. Which I was stupid and dated them again. Idiot. But I was young, okay? I was young. And then after that, I was done dating them. But it's this whole concept of like putting something to rest, I think, is important. It's an important part of dealing with conflict that people always say they're conflict avoidant now, and it's so annoying. It's like, no, just deal with, if you're unhappy in a situation, I'm over ghosting, and I'm over people using ghosting as like a proper way out of situations. Mm-hmm. Like that would piss me off if they said like, I know about the affair, and then close things off. Mm-hmm. You know, like you don't even, what if there wasn't even an affair?
Right.
Cause there's no proof. There's no, like, obviously this is Reddit thread, so we don't know everything, but like, what if that wasn't even true?
Right. That's true. That's why it was, I mean, I look at the length of the time that they were with each other.
Yeah, 9 years.
9 years, that's worth sitting down and trying to talk it out. Mm-hmm. If it's like a year or under a year, it's just like, whatever.
Whatever.
You're already f***ed up.
It's fine.
Didn't even try.
My favorite response in the comments is, your ex cheats and your parents berate you? Time to get new parents. That one's great.
That's good.
Yeah, right? Like, what are you going to do? Fire your parents. A lot of, like, woman shaming in here, too. Like, girls do the same thing. You're not an asshole. I think they forgot who's the cheater. Okay, calm down.
Whoa.
We all, like, cheaters aren't subject to one gender, all
right? Right.
People cheat. It is what it is. Shouldn't happen, but, you know. Yeah, a lot of people are agreeing with us. Not the a-hole.
Okay.
Not the a-hole.
And just for everyone knowing that there's male cheaters, there's women cheaters, and there's actually cheetahs.
Cheetahs! And they're Cheetos, which makes me hungry.
Oh, Cheetos.
Dude, I'm so hungry. I need to eat after this.
Yeah.
Starving. Also, let's do a little bit of a sponsor read.
Hey-o!
Sponsor time! If you guys don't know, Delulu Canoe is sponsored by Loyal Fans. They are a great website that if you want to support creators outside of the typical Instagram, Twitter, or X, or TikTok, you can actually find new creators with their discoverability. They have a page, which is an online store, where you can purchase videos and audios from your favorite creators, helps you discover all kinds of new talent around the world, and also it helps creators like me get found by new fans and by new people. So be sure to consider joining and making a Loyal Fans account to support your favorite creators. They are competitive in the only flapjacks / loyal flans industry, if you know what I'm talking about. I myself am on there, and a lot of my friends are on there currently. It's just a great way to discover new content creators that maybe aren't as popular on other big platforms. So be sure to check it out. Thank you so much, Loyal Fans, for sponsoring us. And let's get back to Am I the A-hole? All right, here we go, Cosmo. All right. Am I the A-hole for not accepting my dad dating my aunt after my mom died? That's a lot. Okay. Jesus. This was posted 2 years ago, so she's vintage. Ooh, and they use the term mum, so I feel like they're British.
So mum said, "What? Why am I pissed off at my dad for not dating my aunt?" Yeah,
but I don't know if I can maintain like this the whole time.
Well, you know, you can try.
My mum passed away last year. Yeah, I can't do it. mum passed away last year, so now it's just me, 15, and my sister, 19, my brother, 14, and my dad, 43. Whoa, this person is 15? I'm scared for the rest of this post.
15 and his dad's 43?
Yeah. So the author, the original writer, is 15. That's writing the story. So I'm take that with a grain of salt.
But his dad is 43. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's okay. That's normal.
I'm sorry.
My parents got together when they were in school and have stayed together all their life. They were amazing parents and basically had the perfect love life before my mom got sick. I always wanted to find a love like them, just the one person I would be with all my life. Oh, I was always really close with her and missed her so much. Dad said the same and promised her that he would never love anyone else like he loved her. However, Dad came to us last week and talked to us staying Wow, this is written like a 15-year-old. Bear with me. However, Dad came to us last week and talked to us saying he wants to get with our aunt. She's been helping us since Mom died. We spent a lot of time with her and our cousins. Apparently, Dad and her fell in love now and want to be together. Obviously, I was furious and told him he couldn't and that he was betraying Mom. My brother agreed with me, but our sister thinks it's okay somehow and tried to get us to listen to Dad's betrayal. Dad promised Mom he wouldn't get with someone else. If it was someone new he found, then maybe I could forgive him. But it was Mom's sister. Mom would never accept it. I would never date my sister's partner. It's disgusting. He's just betraying her in a horrible way. And like, what about our cousins? Are they going to be our siblings now? It's all so weird and wrong. Dad tried to talk to me about it, but he won't really listen and thinks it's fine. If he really loved Mom, he would never do this. I told him he's not my dad anymore if he cares more about sex than Mom and have just refused to talk to him anymore. I want nothing to do with him, and I don't care if it's hurting him. He deserves it. I think it's disgusting what he's doing. I don't understand how he can just not care about Mom anymore. She would hate this if she knew about it, but my sister keeps trying to tell me I'm being unfair and selfish and to give Dad and my aunt a chance on this. But he made Mom a promise, and there's no way of breaking it with her sister, and I'm so right. Oof. Edit. Dad is allowed to date again. I probably won't be super happy. I would let him date someone new, but dating Mom's sister is wrong.
Listen, son, she looks just like Mom. I told your Mom I'll never date anybody else again, but I'm keeping it in the family.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lower expectations.
I'm trying to look and see how long it's been since the mom has passed, because that to me is crucial information on making a judgment call on this.
But it also makes me wonder, was it an attraction while she was still alive to her sister, you know?
Yeah. Woof. Yeah, that's a good thought. I didn't even think about that.
I'm like, that's kind of rare. Yeah. I think, for the sister to all of a sudden have feelings. She probably always had feelings. He was probably the situation that she wanted to get with him, but her sister got him first. And now that she's dead, it's like, it's my turn. And what if the sister killed her? Dun, dun, dun.
You think so? Oh my gosh.
I mean, it sounds like a British drama.
Yeah, right? A British soap opera?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay, so I don't think this kid's the a-hole, mainly because they're 15.
Yeah.
And like 15-year-olds, there's a lot of heightened emotions there.
There is.
I.
But now the family's all messed up, though.
Yeah.
If you think about it, your cousins are now what, your brothers?
Brother, like stepbrothers and stepsisters. I think the dad's doing some weird stuff here. If I'm going to be honest, I think it's a little weird that the dad's dating the sister. Mm-hmm. I think the kid has, like our writer, OP, I think has a good head on their shoulders in the sense that, like, they're okay with the dad dating someone new, but it's weird that the dad is dating the mom. So I get that. I'm on their side with that. But I also feel like the fact that they keep revisiting this, like, you made a promise to Mom, you promised Mom, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I think that that's also a little toxic, in my opinion, that, like, if you know you're on the way out, I mean, hi, we're all on the way out. We only have so much time on this earth.
It's true.
I think making your loved one promise that they won't move on can be extremely toxic. Especially, like, it sounds like the mom was sick and knew that she was on the way out, so to speak.
I think the son, the 15-year-old, the writer, needs to look more into his mom's death.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, to me, that's fishy. It's so fishy. The sister? I mean, it's like, was there a thing all along?
Yeah.
What, did she die of natural causes? Or was it some kind of cancer? Was she poisoned? Was this a planned out thing? You know, was there an affair going on? Because that just seems suspicious to me. Forget about what my dad's doing. It's like, how did this happen so quickly like that? That's my mind. That's where my mind goes.
Cosmo's like the murder mystery. Oh, yeah. You're like the Nancy Drew.
Yeah, my partner watches a lot of, or she listens to a lot of those murder podcasts, like My Favorite Murder or whatnot. So I'm hearing them like, that makes a lot of sense.
Guilty.
Yes, guilty.
A lot of people saying you're not the a-hole. People are saying for her it's weird because it's her mother's sister. Mm-hmm. To all the people asking why it's weird, think about this. She's only known her as her aunt. She's only known her aunt's kids as her cousins. For me, it's weird. Mm-hmm. As a child psychology major, I have to ask, why isn't anyone, especially her father and aunt, listening to her? Listening goes both ways. While many relationships have developed in mutual grief, the success rate is not high. What happens if the father and aunt do split up? She's grieving too. Everyone in that immediate family does deserve to be heard. Also, do her cousins, what did the cousins think? I wonder if they too feel the same way. Yeah, I think, I mean, unfortunately, because the child is so young, I think the OP, I'm guessing, is a girl, just based on the last comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't say in the post. It just says, like, just me, 15. But people are gendering this person as a female. Mm-hmm. Or the writer as a female. I think it's a little irrational to, like, say that, like, the dad made the promise. But also, at the end of the day, you're 15. Your father's probably not going to listen to you. Unfortunately, I think like the best thing to do is just like let your feelings be heard and then try your best to move on from it, because like the 15-year-old can't stop the 43-year-old dad from dating.
No.
But that's so sad.
It is.
Mom passed away last year. Parents got together when they were in school. Yeah, it doesn't say what the mom,
when they were in school,
passed away from.
See, what happened was during the quick, or the funeral, right? The service. Mm-hmm. Everyone was drunk. Everyone was drinking wine. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the sister and then the sister's husband was just sitting there. They're crying, blah, 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 blah. And the one thing led to another, a drunken accident, and bada bing. They kissed and made out. Probably right there at the funeral.
You think so? I love that you're making your own. Well, first she killed the mom. She murdered her.
It just, like, my partner has a sister.
Yeah.
If my partner was to pass away, there's no way in hell. I mean, her sister is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She's nice in her own way.
Okay.
But yeah, I just couldn't find myself to any of my ex-girlfriend's sisters. Just like, it's so weird. It's so weird how that happens.
Yeah.
But they said high school. They got together in high school.
Yeah, the mom and the dad.
So it makes me wonder if the sister had a crush on him, but her sister got to him first.
Possibly.
That's the only thing I could think of. And I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, I think the dad's kind of, he's still grieving and making some mistakes because he's getting help from the sister to raise the kids.
Right.
So I think obviously there's like some sort of connection there, but it makes me wonder like what happened to the sister's husband or boyfriend, because she has kids, they have cousins, but nowhere does the author write about like what happened to the aunt's, you know,
where's
the uncle?
So did his uncle die too? A couple of years ago. Yeah. It's all part of the plan.
Yeah, right? Like it's a murder mystery. I don't know. Hard to say when they don't give us all the details.
Right?
Like, I would love to know, like, why did the mom pass away? Yeah. What happened? You know, like, those are, like, crucial things when it comes to giving your opinion on these stories. Because we can be totally wrong.
Yeah.
Like, we could sit here and say, like, you're not the a-hole. But we don't know what it's like daily for the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, is the 15-year-old lashing out every day? Are they actually kind of being an a-hole every day and being stubborn or, you know? I say you're not the a-hole. But I don't know. I also could never date.
I say you're the a-hole for not giving enough facts and information.
So. Yeah, you're the a-hole. Give us more, you 15-year-old. And it's from 2 years ago, so probably now at this point they're, 15, 16, 17?
Yeah.
You're almost an adult.
So wait, he's 42, 43.
Yeah.
They met in high school.
Okay, so I'm going to read you our last three titles, and then I'll let you pick which one we do here, and then we'll move the other two over to Patreon.
Cool.
So we have time for one more Am I the A-Hole?
All right.
I've got Am I the a-hole if I don't get back with my ex and stay single for college? I have, am I the a-hole for not supporting my ex when she told me she has cancer? Or am I the a-hole because I didn't work at my girlfriend's sister's 35th birthday party? Which one do you want?
I think the first two are juicy for Patreon. Ooh. I think this last one is perfect for YouTube.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Again, be sure to check out our Patreon because we do extra free goodies over there. Subs start as low as $5 where you get to hear the extended interviews we do with our guests and you get to hear extra Am I the A-holes and our opinions on things. Our podcast is also sponsored by our Patreon. I just did a plug for the Patreon, but if you didn't know, we have one that helps support the podcast because we are not monetized here on YouTube, which basically means we make $0 for these episodes. We get nothing from it. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, which is great because it gets the word out about our podcast, gets us more listeners. But again, we get no money for doing this. So if you support us on Patreon, it kind of helps us keep the episodes afloat. It helps us get really great guests. It helps us update our equipment here. And it's just a great way to connect with us behind a paywall. We're allowed to talk about things that are a little bit too mature for YouTube and Apple and Spotify. So be sure to check us out. We're going to order some food. We'll do a mukbang and we'll do these other two Am I the A-holes. Yeah. Also, DoorDash, you should sponsor us if you're listening.
This episode of Delulu Canoe is brought to you by DoorDash.
I wish. we'll get a sponsorship. I literally only DoorDash things. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Loyal Fans.
Loyal fans. Be the most loyal. All right. Last and final one from 11 hours ago. She fresh.
Ooh.
Am I the a-hole? Because I didn't work at my girlfriend's sister's 35th birthday party. I turned down going to my girlfriend's sister's birthday party because, one, I was invited as a guest and paid $100 as a mandatory guest contribution to the party. Two, they failed to mention that I wasn't really a guest and that me and my girlfriend were supposed to be working in the kitchen, clean, etc. This was after I had RSVP'd and sent them my money. Three, the birthday party was for the sister, who I had met maybe 3-4 times at this point. We didn't live in the same city as her sister. Four, it was also at the same time as a birthday party for her sister's friend, whom I had never met. Random fact. Five, I didn't know any one of their friends, nor anybody who was going to be there. Six, I was to take place over It was to take place over 300 miles from where we lived. They add more info. One, my girlfriend and I had been together like over a year. Two, we were both 25 and her sister turned 35. Oh my gosh, the sass. And last point, my girlfriend was absolutely furious that I didn't do this. I never heard the end of it, that it was something you were supposed to do for your girlfriend slash her family to be a supportive boyfriend. But I felt like I was being used and decided I wouldn't give in. So, am I the a-hole? Absolutely not. You're going to pay $100 to go to her birthday party? Dumb.
I mean, that's a lot.
Dumb.
That's a lot to take in. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Just to like throw something out there. I had a birthday party last year and I hired a live band. They cost money. They're called the Poxy Boggards and I love them. Be sure to listen to their music on everywhere you listen to music. They're amazing. But I didn't ask my guests to like tip them or to like give me your money so that I can pay for this band to be there. No. So what? I'm going to swear. What the frickle frack? What the hell is this 35-year-old charging people to go to her birthday party?
Wow. Prima donna.
Could you imagine? I can't.
Like, I can imagine paying for a birthday party if it's like I'm getting into a place. Like, you know, hey, we're going to this club.
Really?
Pay. Especially if, like, if I can't rent the whole damn thing out.
Mm.
But if it's still going on while there's, you know, the public's going on, then yeah. But that just sounds so much crap. And I'm like, no. My partner, if my partner was in a situation, I'm like, nah, it's okay. Unless they're paying me to bartend, then that's a different story. Or cook. Grill master.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look and see, like, what was the $100 for?
Right. Was it for paying for the event? Because she probably put money into it, or her parents did, and she was trying to pay him back.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really seeing. I'm not really seeing anybody saying, like, what the $100 was for, but like, why? Why would you make someone pay to go to your party and then make them cook slash clean?
Right.
Like, I paid you to work my birthday party.
And I had fun.
Yeah. But, like, I didn't ask you to help cover for the band. And then, like, that's so confusing. Why would you pay to go to work?
Especially if it's family.
Stupid. Especially if it's family. Stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not about that. The title is wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go to my girlfriend's sister's 35th birthday party. It's I didn't want to go and be taken advantage of by my girlfriend's sister's 35th birthday party. Because that's wild to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wild. Stupid. Wow. The first comment is, top comment, not the a-hole. After point one, everything else was just padding for your case. Point one was the paying.
Yeah, yeah.
Being mad that someone isn't willing to travel 300 miles and pay to work at a family member's party who you barely knew of and you've only been with the sister for a year is a hell of a red flag. If she's this upset about something so incredibly reasonable on your part, I'd be looking forward to what else you might be contending with in the future. Contending?
Hmm.
Yeah, never have I ever heard of paying to attend someone's birthday party.
No.
I couldn't agree more. Everything else, like, the helping, the clean, and, like, the helping set up, helping clean, I feel like is almost, like, when you're someone's friend, I feel like that's kind of part of the gig, is when you get invited to someone's birthday party, mm-hmm. like, you genuinely stay late and be like, oh, can I help you? But, like, they don't make you pay to go.
No.
The distance to me wasn't, like, a big factor, and the fact that you don't really know them is like, well, you're not really supposed to know your partner. Like, after a year of dating somebody, you're not supposed to know their siblings that well.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a red flag if you are, like, best friends with their sibling under a year. That to me is like,
then all of a sudden you pass away and, like, you start a relationship yeah. with that sibling.
Then all of a sudden they pass away, and then you steal their kids, and then you and then you marry the dad. Just kidding.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I don't think you're the a-hole. No. I would never make my friends pay to come to my party or make them, like, cook or clean afterwards. Unless I was paying them. That's a different story.
I mean, shit. I always tell my friends, like, if you need a bartender, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. You know, to pay me for bartending, because I know that liquor is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So I'll work for tips and whatever. Or multitask. So, Dara, next time you have a party, you need a bartender and a cook. I could do two things.
I got you. I got a birthday coming up. Yeah, I feel like this one's pretty cut and dry after they try to make you pay. So
yeah.
Let us know in the comments below if you agree or disagree with our Am I the A-hole thoughts. We had some pretty good stories here. I always wish these were longer on YouTube because they're so interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do like an hour-long episode when I pick, like, I'll do a bunch more research and pick a bunch of them that have like a reoccurring theme.
Hmm.
But let us know if you agree or disagree with us in the comments. Be sure to label them story 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did 4, right?
I think we did
1, 2, 3. Oh, we did 4.
Oh, we did 4?
We did 4. Oh, yeah. So we'll label them story 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
So that way we all can start some conversations in the comment section down below. If you're listening to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a great review. They really help us with our new podcast. Remember, we're still in our infancy. We're not quite to the toddler stage yet. Be sure to check out Cosmo from The Cosmo Show. Leave some love over on that YouTube channel and check me out on Dare Wears if you'd like to see me talk about fashion education. But that's all I got for today. Be sure to stay DeLulu. Make all your dreams come true, Lulu. And I feel like I am the dog today because I'm so hungry.
Right, me too.
So hungry. I'm going to eat this pillow and this note card. I'm dying.
I'm gonna eat the microphone. Looks like a ding dong.
Oh, I love ding dongs.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't had one in so long. But we're going to have some Mexican food, and we're going to read these other two Am I the A-holes. So check us out on Patreon to see that. And we hope all your DeLulus come true, Lulu. Bye.